food waste makes up 30% of the trash that goes into a landfill. One local organization, Feed Fayetteville, has developed a green way to round up some of that waste and put it to use on community gardens with a program called Soil Cycle. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas has more.
We have tons of cucumbers, zucchini, tomatoes, melons coming up, yellow squash, cabbage, carrots, kale, cauliflower, peppers,
potatoes,
pumpkins, herbs.
Alina DeGrotto lists the produce being grown in the parking lot of an old church on Locust Avenue in Fayetteville.
I'm sure I missed some.
Alina is an Episcopal Corps member with Feed Fayetteville. The Episcopal Service Corps is a federation of young adult service programs across the United States. Alina is paid by the Episcopal Diocese of Arkansas. Adrian Schoenfield is Alina's supervisor with Feed Fayetteville. She says the urban ag movement is big right now, finding ways to produce food that are non-traditional. These raised gardens, literally on concrete, are a perfect example of that, held together with bales of straw. Adrian says these gardens here are primarily for those with SNAP benefits, to show them that it is much more economical to use benefits to buy a pack of tomato seeds than a pound of tomatoes.
And also to give people that might not have a space to garden an opportunity, and also community, so we all garden together and we all learn from each other. And if you don't know how to garden but you want to learn, you can come here, and we offer the space for free for the SNAP gardeners.
Last year, Alina came across a project at a university in Virginia where a group of students were biking to school cafeterias, picking up food waste, composting it, and then using the compost on community gardens. She thought this was something Feed Fayetteville could do, close their food system,
and get some of the restaurants here on board with collecting food waste and giving it to gardens. And at the time, I don't think we even had our garden going yet, but we were planning on having garden beds here, so we decided to start building up our soil in preparation for doing organic gardening on site at our building.
Adrian says that Alina's idea came at an appropriate time. Another one of the organization's projects, Seeds That Feed, uses leftover produce from the Fayetteville Farmers Market and gives it to those in need. But a lot of the food was bad by the end of the day.
I was taking it home to compost it last summer, and we all were, and it was just a massive amount of food waste. And so it's great to now have it on site at our building. And also, this is everything that we do. We try to create a model of awareness for other people to see that, be aware of your food waste.
Fat Tire Bike Shop donated a lightweight trailer, and using her own bike, Alina began picking up waste in November of last year.
It attaches right on the back, near the back wheel, and it's actually so light. This trailer is one of the lightest, and so you really don't, it's only the weight of what you have on the trailer that you're pulling, which is nice on the hills here. But yeah, it's very simple, and the whole route takes me about 20 minutes, so it's quick.
And there's just that wooden platform on there that she sets the Rubbermaid bin on, and then goes to the restaurants, and they usually collect in buckets their food waste. And it, like she said, eggshells and coffee grounds and veggie scraps, nothing post-consumer. This is all like kitchen waste. Mm-hmm. And then, it's about a 20-minute round trip from here around and back.
Jam and Java, BHK, and Arsegas at the Depot were the first three restaurants to collect their waste for the Soil Cycle project. Using donated wooden pallets, they built three bins for the waste in a corner of the parking lot on Locust under a row of trees.
That would be what we call like a green material, and so that will go into the first stage of the compost bin, and you want to mix in your brown materials, which we here use just straw, and that helps the decomposition to start. And so then after that's going for a while, I'll move it to the second bin, and then the other fresh stuff will come into the first, and then move it over. So the third bin over there technically is the one that's most ready to be used in the garden.
The compost is then used in the soil of one of the on-site gardens. The garden has 5 SNAP participants, but they have room for 10. Alina says that one trip to pick up food yields about 50 pounds. She does this twice a week, so 400 pounds of food waste each month. And there's actually more from those three restaurants than they can compost efficiently. They had to eliminate Arsegas from the program. Alina DeGrotto will be leaving her Episcopal Corps post at Feed Fayetteville at the end of the month. Adrian Schoenfield with the organization says they'll be looking for volunteers to take Alina's soil cycle route. For more information, visit feedfayetteville.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.
Feed Fayetteville's mission is to create food security by cultivating a sustainable local food network. The nonprofit is having a fundraising garage sale this weekend. If you'd like more information, you can go to feedfayetteville.org.